I invite you now to gently close your eyes and find that comfortable position right where you are, feet flat on the floor, spine straight. Let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. As you exhale, relax your shoulders and your neck. Continue with your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. We decree our oneness with this power as we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are all God's children, we are all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in. And exhale. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. Inner peace. I am peace in the midst of all that matters. I speak peace. I act peace. When the innermost part of my being, within the innermost part of my being, there is a sacred place where no outer turmoil can intrude, where no feelings of doubt or failure can reside. Here within my soul is the peace of God. The peace of God surpasses all understanding and misunderstanding. It is a sacred assurance that gently erases concern and brings comfort to my soul. Like the cool, tranquil waters of a mountain stream, divine peace refreshes me. There is peace within me that I can draw upon at all times because God's Spirit is within me. Living in God's presence, I am serene. I understand what a blessing it is to give expression to the peace of God, now and always. Holy Spirit, we are so full of gratitude this morning to be here in communion with you and one another. There has been a lot of activity in our world and hence in our minds. We know the truth, but yet sometimes we fail to understand it. So we give you thanks that you are always there for us, no matter what is occurring on the outside. And that each one of us is worthy of your love, your peace, your joy, and your faith. So let us take that sacred journey to the secret place of the Most High, the place that we can go to at any moment in time, and we can be in the silence. So we reach the threshold of the door to the secret place. And before we step through that door, we are reminded that to enter in, you must become empty. What does that look like? That looks like whatever was on your mind when you got here this morning that wasn't serving you, whatever you've been going over and over and over again in your life that's not serving you. The stuff that keeps piling up that you're not sharing with other people, or you're not giving away, or you're not throwing away. You can release all these things. especially if they're not serving you. So take a moment and in your mind, see these things falling away. And feel the lightness that accompanies that. And come with me through that door. And let's take a seat together. Holy Spirit, as we walk through that door today, we feel the love and the light flowing over, around, and through us and out into our world. You said you would never leave us, and we believe you. We are not alone, nor will we ever be. Let us take the next few moments in the silence and use this time to pray, to receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. Thank you, gracious Spirit, that you've heard our prayers and you have answered them, as you always do. Help us this week to be a blessing to others and in turn be blessed. For all these gifts, we do give thanks in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.